Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, yesterday, the president said I needed to watch what I say. I just want to respond back, if I may. Mr. President, actions speak louder than words. My actions as governor are helping create jobs in this country. The president's actions are killing jobs.
That's Texas Governor Rick Perry responding to President Obama's comments that he ought to watch what he says, referring to Perry's allegations that if he were president, the military would finally have a commander-in-chief that they respected. Wowie zowie, that's where we begin. In this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we'll talk about the presidential race. Let's see, getting onto the Talk Radio Review, focusing on politicians, here's Chuck Todd talking to PolitiFact Bill Adair. They're fact-checking some of the things that Rick Perry's been saying.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has been making plenty of headlines this week, and so our friends over at PolitiFact.com thought they would look into some of the claims that he's made. The first line we tested, here it is, Rick Perry on the trail.
They want to make, if you're a tractor driver, if you drive your tractor across a public road, you're going to have a commercial driver's license.
Now, Bill, Rick Perry has said this a few times about a supposed Iowa law. What say you?
That one gets a false on the truth meter. This has become sort of a legend in agricultural circles that the government wants to do this, but there's just no truth to it. We talked to the Department of Transportation. There are no such plans to do this. It seems to be based on an idea that it was actually Illinois, I think, that floated the idea. The feds have said they don't want to do it, so false on the truth meter for this one.
Don't mix up Iowa and Illinois. All right. Here's the next Rick Perry soundbite. It's about his home state of Texas.
Have the doomsayers forgotten that Texas added more jobs in 2010 than any other state?
All right, Bill Adair, true or false?
True. He's right. And of course, this is the central point of Perry's campaign, that he can do in the country what he's done in Texas, and that the economic growth they've had in Texas can spread around the country. A lot of those gains were in the oil and gas industry, partly because of a new type of drilling. But he's overall right. So true on that one.
All right. Well, we know some of Rick Perry's opponents are out in full force. There's Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett said this in pushing back on Perry. 25 states have lower unemployment than Texas. We're tied with Mississippi for more minimum wage jobs than anywhere in the United States. Bill, true or false?
That one also gets a true. And this is a main counterpoint by Democrats, and I think we'll probably hear it at some point from Republican opponents of Perry, that although he has had a lot of job gains, that those are not the high-paying jobs. In this case, Doggett is right, so he gets a true.
All right, and here's another criticism Rick Perry got from a Republican opponent, Ron Paul. He said this, his record as governor does not show him as a standout as actually being a conservative. He actually was the chairman for Al Gore at one time, not too many years ago. What did you give that accusation?
We gave that a mostly true. Not too many years ago turns out to be 23 years ago. So mostly true.
Okay.
The
generation
issue
ago, arguably. But.
Exactly. You know, but it's a good reminder. Of course, a lot of in that period in the late 80s and 90s, a lot of Democrats, particularly Southern Democrats, switched parties and became Republicans. At the time, Perry was a Democrat and was indeed chairman of Gore's 1988 campaign in Texas. So mostly true on that one. I'll tell you, Perry has been great for the truth meter. We've done, I think, 69 fact checks of him with our partners at PolitiFact Texas. So we got a lot more to do now.
Coming up, more on Rick Perry on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice lamb and rice dog food in 30 to 35 pound bags. Natural Choice provides premium nutrition and is guaranteed to improve your dog's skin and coat or your money back. Hurry in for these great deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was shit high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on Texas Governor Perry and his coming into the race. John King on CNN talked to Rick Sanderson, who thinks that Perry has a lot to learn about the differences between politics in the big city and politics in the small towns of Texas.
If you look at the race, you can make the argument that Pawlenty leaving the race, Governor Pawlenty stepping aside, could be good for Rick Santorum because Governor Pawlenty is pro-life and he wants to appeal to Christian conservatives, a lot of them in Iowa and South Carolina. Governor Pawlenty had to work with Democrats, and you made the case, I watched in the debate the other night, that hey, when I was in the United States Senate, yes, I'm a conservative Republican, but on welfare reform and foreign policy, I reached out and worked with Democrats. And so you could see this one hand is a good moment for you. And then in comes Rick Perry, who says, I can appeal to the Republican base. I can appeal to a broad stream. What's your sense of the new energy in the race, if you will, Governor Perry?
Yeah, certainly Governor Perry steps into the race, and he's stepped on it a couple of times already. I mean, you know, Washington, D.C. is not Austin, and, you know, my sense is that he's going to have a pretty good learning curve, not just on what it means to run a national campaign and have the scrutiny in of the national media that he didn't have in Texas.
What do you mean by he stepped on it?
Well, I mean, his comments about Ben Bernanke, I mean, they were completely out of bounds. I mean, I don't agree with Ben Bernanke's policies. But the reason I don't agree with him is because I think the Fed charter is too expansive. It should just be focused on inflation and not on creating, you know, focusing on unemployment. But, you know, to me, the rhetoric that that Rick Perry used was sort of the rhetoric that I would expect from a John Conyers, you know, talking about President Bush and saying he should be impeached. We don't do that. We don't impeach people. We don't charge people with treason because we disagree with them on public policy. You might say that they're wrong. You might, you know, say lots of things about, you know, how misguided the policies. But you don't up the ante to those types of that type of rhetoric. It's out of place. And hopefully Governor Perry will step back and recognize that, you know, we're not in Texas anymore.
Okay. That's what you say about Governor Governor Perry, listen here to Governor Romney, who says that the Republican voters, if they want to beat President Obama, someone who came out of the United States Senate, where you served, should look for somebody who is not a career politician. Listen here. This is Governor Romney in New Hampshire yesterday.
I respect the other people in this race, but I think the only other person that has that kind of extensive private sector experience besides me in the Republican race is Herman Cain. And I respect Herman Cain, but I also think it's helpful to have had that government experience that I've had.
But Romney says he's the perfect model.
Well, I mean, then Ronald Reagan would have been a pretty bad model. I mean, he served a couple terms as governor and was very much in the public policy arena for quite some time. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, Rick Perry's been in public life for 26 years. That's a long time. You know, I've been in and out of government and have worked in the private sector, worked in the public sector. I think I've got a good record in both and feel very comfortable to go out there and articulate a strong message. It's not that Mitt Romney didn't want to be in the public sector. He just lost elections. So that's another reason that he tried to get in the public sector. He just lost.
Here's host Jan Michelson talking to former Texas Republican Party Chairman Tom Pulkin about the criticism Karl Rove has about Perry.
Karl Rove went after Governor Perry, who, in a press conference, made some comments about the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve chairman. Karl Rove is already nuking him over this, and I want your analysis in a second.
Between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa, but we would treat him pretty ugly. Particular time in American history is almost treason, in my opinion.
Whoa. I guess it's safe to say that if Rick Perry won the presidency, he probably wouldn't keep Ben Bernanke on as Federal Reserve Chair. Joined now by Karl Rove, former Senior Advisor and Deputy Chief of Staff to President George W. Bush, also a Fox News contributor. Karl, welcome. Also a Texan, so he is well qualified to discuss all these things. Welcome. Good to see you, Karl. What did you think of that comment?
Look, it's his first time on the national stage, and it was a very unfortunate comment. You don't accuse the chairman of the Federal Reserve of being a traitor to his country.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. But
that's Karl Rove. He's also not a Texan. He may be a Norwegian, but
he's not a Texan. I assure you that. they booted him out of Illinois. He came to Texas in George Herbert Walker.
And we also voted him out of the Lefse contest in Story City, too, for other reasons. But the point is, he's going after, and everybody's assuming this is the Bush machine going after the Perry machine in Texas.
Well, there
is
was
there
a,
any inside politics
yeah,
there?
There was a real split back in 1998. Actually, Karl Rove had originally ran Rick Perry's campaign when he got him to switch from being a Democrat to a Republican.
Is that right?
That's right. And then he got Dave Carney to come in, to who's running Perry's campaign for president now, to run Perry's race for agriculture commissioner later and then also for lieutenant governor. And in 1998, there was a real divide between Carney and Rove and Perry and Bush.
So this is personal.
Well, it gets personal.
And he basically accused Perry of saying something he didn't. He said, you accused the chairman of the Federal Reserve of treason. That's serious. He didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
Used the word, but he says it's treasonous.
No, he didn't.
And he also said this is debt money.
And Greenspan fueled the credit bubble that led to the 2008 explosion. What Bernanke's doing, in my judgment, and the Fed's going to lead to the next bubble to burst, which is a government debt bubble. So this is the wrong approach. In fact, Thomas Honey, who is an Iowan, who's the president of the Fed in Kansas City, has been very critical of this policy of Bernanke. And this is this is the kind of man you ought to have as Secretary of Treasury or chairman of the Fed. So I don't think Rick Perry's at fault for his criticism of Bernanke. Maybe he didn't phrase it eloquently, but so what?
Coming up, Michelle Bachmann gets some attention for another gaffe. This one about Elvis. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hot hits on talk radio developed from conversation on television and the new media, print media. Here's Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire talking about the flack Michelle Bachmann's getting for confusing Elvis, his birthday, and the anniversary of his death.
I don't give political advice. I'm not in that business. But when you make a mistake like she did, congratulating Elvis on his birthday when it's actually the, I think it was the 34th anniversary of his death.
Death day.
Death
Before
day.
We get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
Now, without drilling down too deep into the pathology of how you mix up someone's birthday with the day that they died, and not to personalize this too much, but, you know, my father died 3 weeks ago last Monday, so 24 days ago. I can guarantee you that I will never confuse that day with his birthday, which is September 17th.
Well, you're not a real American.
But apparently I'm not a real American.
How many of us have ever shown up at a funeral thinking it was a christening? Raise your hand. It was me. I've done that. How many times have you gone, let's say your brother, somebody in your family, or maybe a friend has had a baby. How many of you showed up at the funeral parlor instead of the maternity ward?
It can happen to anybody.
Five times.
So by the way, as she has said so often when asked about questions referring to her stance on gay marriage, I'm not judging. Mm-hmm. We're not judging Representative Bachmann here over this. Of course we're judging. I just don't know how you mix that up. I don't know how you are so unprepared when you're speaking publicly, when you know that every word is going to be scrutinized, that you make that mistake.
Talk host Danny Schaefer here with a focus on Bachmann, Elvis, and what about her staff? How come they didn't tell her what the story was?
So she's in South Carolina, and, you know, she's firing people up. She's got some momentum. You got to admit that, right? She won the straw poll on Saturday, and she got her Elvis dates all shook up. Yeah, screwed it all up. There, like she says you're playing Promised Land, like 300 people. She wanted to wish Elvis, the king of rock and roll, a happy birthday. Now, the sad thing is you can already hear Chris Matthews spitting all over the microphone, calling her stupid, and, you know, I mean, they don't hold anything back. You know, you're going to hear it from the lefties, you know, dumb and stupid and all that other stuff. Here's the thing, okay? Is that the nail in the coffin for you ever supporting her? I'm not going to support her because it's a vibe thing. It just is. Now, if she's on the ticket, I'm voting for her. I am. And the only way she would ever be on the ticket is at the VP. I don't think the GOP is that stupid. to try to run the same type ticket that they did in, you know, oh, wait, that didn't work so well. So that's going to hang over her head because her staff, I mean, I guess what it says to me is if you're going to get this wrong, what else is your staff going to get wrong? I mean, because this is a staff thing. I mean, how do you miss that? Elvis's birthday is in January, all right? I'll bet you 90% of the people, if you're over 40, you know exactly where you were when Elvis died. You remember where you were? Well, no, Jeff's shaking his head, and you're just barely 40, and you remember, right? How do you miss that? But I just have to wonder, how much research and work is her staff doing if you get it wrong? She mentions it twice, and then she backtracks because somebody yelled from the crowd, he's dead, he died, it was he died today or something, they yelled. And then she backtracks. You know, and this bothers me. Instead of going, oh, my gosh, you're right, I screwed up. Yeah, his birthday's in January. Oh, I'm sorry. No. She says, as far as we're concerned, he's still alive in our hearts. Oh, see, that's what seals the deal for me. Then I'm like, okay, she can't be my favorite now. She just can't. I mean, just admit it. See, honesty is important. It should be. And in politics, it doesn't exist.
Is Ron Paul the victim of a news media blackout? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
It's nearly every kid's dream at some point in life to someday become a music star, just like the legends they watch and hear at concerts, on the radio, and in music videos. Yet none of that is possible without a good understanding of the guitar. Yes, understanding music theory and composition is vital, but just like any other profession in life, it's also a good idea to be aware of the history surrounding the tools you use. What you may not realize about that Fender Strat you're holding in your hands is that it is the descendant of a long line of science and trial and error from many generations of mechanical engineers and musicians. Guitar and instrument making represent only one area where mechanical engineers are making contributions to better lives. Currently, engineers are also developing high-tech products, particularly in the areas of energy, medical diagnostics, and biotechnology. To learn more about how engineers are advancing technologies today, visit the American Society of Mechanical Engineers website at www.asme.org.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back we are, second half hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show, at least this hour of the countdown. Here's radio host Rob Johnson talking about the way the news media has been ignoring Ron Paul, even though he finished right behind Michelle Bachmann in the straw poll.
But as you know, Ron Paul came in second place in this Iowa straw poll on Saturday. He came within 152 votes of winning, and there were like 37,000 votes cast. The Daily Beast wrote, "The new top tier of Bachmann, Perry, and Romney has unleashed torrents of talk about the reshaped race." Now, how can those three be the top tier? Two of them weren't even in the Iowa straw poll, Rick Perry and Romney. And the two that did virtually tie, only one of them was mentioned as being in the top tier, and Ron Paul wasn't one of them. That's the Daily Beast. On to the Wall Street Journal, they had an editorial on Monday that did say, in parentheses, quote, "Libertarian Ron Paul, who has no chance to win the nomination, finished a close second." Is this the determination that should be made by mainstream media when they're reporting on the Iowa straw poll? Again, Ron Paul lost to Michelle Bachmann by 0.9 percentage point, 152 votes out of 16,892 cast. If it had been an election, writes Politico, such a result would almost certainly have triggered a recount. I mean, if Michelle Bachmann's victory at Ames was good enough to gain her such publicity and top-tier status, why was Ron Paul's virtual tie only good enough to relegate him to being totally ignored? Let me play this from CNN and Jack Cafferty. The guy that makes political commentary on CNN, talked about Ron Paul. I want to play you just 60 seconds of what he said about Congressman Ron Paul.
Ron Paul makes a lot of sense, and more people ought to listen to him. The Texas congressman has visionary ideas about where the country ought to be going and what sea changes are necessary in order for the U.S. to continue being a superpower. When Ron Paul ran for the Republican nomination in 2008, he talked about the economy imploding, the untenable nature of the national debt, the eventual destruction of our currency, and a limited role for government. In the 4 years since then, a lot of the things Ron Paul warned us about have happened. And looking at the current batch of Republican wannabes, especially in light of some of the stuff that's come out of Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry's mouth in the last 24 hours, Ron Paul stands out as maybe the only adult in the room. In the case of Ron Paul, it seems events over the last 4 years have finally caught up with the candidate. Paul's message hasn't changed, but the urgency of what he's saying has increased dramatically. Michelle Bachmann has no chance of being the next president of the United States. Maybe Ron Paul should be.
Now, that's quite startling to be hearing from CNN. Let me take you now to Sunday, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, and Fox News Sunday.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Why would you think that's fair to say, Brett Baer? I like Brett Baer a lot. Watch his show every day on Fox News. But why is it fair to say those three are the top tier when two of them weren't even in the Iowa straw poll and the one that virtually tied Michelle Bachmann is not even worthy of a mention? I don't understand unless they don't want him to be considered as a mainstream possible candidate.
Radio host Mike Slater and Dinah Smith talking about Ron Paul's new ad and why they think the news media has it in for him.
One thing I don't like is Ron Paul's new ad. I know what they're trying to do here. I don't like the subliminal message. I don't think it's in line with his message or our message. Here it is. See if you can pick up on it.
It's the story of a lost city.
But they are now.
Lost opportunity. Lost hope. A story of failed policies. Failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians. Games of he said, she said. Rhetoric and division. One man has stood apart. Stood strong and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington regime, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace, the one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
Nice of it.
I'm Ron Paul.
As I want to talk about it tomorrow, Monica asked me in a Facebook message, I think, she asked why the media ignores Ron Paul. And I want to give you the short answer to this is it's for some people, it's like, this devious, we're not going to let his message of freedom and liberty get out because we want liberalism and government and all this stuff. Maybe for some, but for the most part, it's because he's a whiny, old-looking grandpa. He's not good television.
Your crazy uncle that you're like, oh, now here comes Uncle Ron.
Yeah, like that. And that's the heart of it. I wish there was something deeper involved. I wish there was something more meaningful, even something that we could counter. But he doesn't come across as good television. So the producers of these TV shows and debates and stuff, they don't care what his message is. They don't care that they don't like his message or whatever. They just want good, exciting television. They want Rick Perry type people getting out there saying exciting things. They don't want an old guy talking about sound money and Federal Reserve. That's why the media ignores it.
Coming up next, we shift gears to focus on the economy, the budget, and the debt when the Talk Radio Review continues.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice lamb and rice dog food and 30 to 35 pound bats. Natural Choice provides premium nutrition and is guaranteed to improve your dog's skin and coat or your money back. Hurry in for these great deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center and get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. And get auto batteries for as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown, our attention now focused on the economy. From Fox, Bill Hemmer talks to Senator Jerry Morgan of Kansas. He thinks Congress needs to get back to Washington and deal with the debt situation.
You are urging the White House to call Congress back to work now. What would that accomplish?
Well, what I've asked the president to do is to provide some leadership and to come up with a plan to work with Republican and Democrat leaders of the House and Senate. There is no reason to wait till September. When we left Washington, D.C. After the debt ceiling vote, our business was unfinished. And we saw that with the downgrade by Standard & Poor's. And now that I've been back in Kansas and had a good dose of common sense and good judgment from Kansans, they're frustrated with the president's lack of leadership. They're frustrated with the inability of Congress to work together. And what they know is the economy needs work. And it can't wait, and people need jobs, and waiting for the president to say something in September. This is the third year of this president's four-year term, and he's ready to make a major speech about jobs and unemployment and the economy. We know there's some common sense things that we could agree upon. The president ought to work with Congress, ought to take into account the suggestions we have, and let us get back to work, not in September.
I understand
back
your point.
To work now.
Right. What the White House says is that's the reason why you went on break, so you could hold 87 town hall meetings and listen to your constituents so you get a better idea of what they're telling you. That's the reason for the break.
Well, the president doesn't need a bus tour to know what Americans are thinking. And while town hall meetings are an important part of how I conduct my job, we've had a problem in our state and across the country with jobs for a long time. This isn't a new development. And the idea that we now have to regroup back in Washington, D.C. to come up with a new plan, where's the president been? And I would include bring Congress into this as well. This is not a problem that's new to us. What worries me is the president is now talking about politics of getting reelected and job creation's role in that regard as compared to addressing the real problems of our country, dealing with a regulatory environment, a tax code, lack of exports and trade around the world, an energy policy that discourages the production of our own sources of energy. There are things that we ought to be able to agree upon that doesn't take some rollout of a president's new political speech and get us back to work.
Ron and Santa talks to host John Gambling about the problems with the economy going over to Europe and how that impacts us here.
Europe is the wild card for now. And it's interesting. Bob Bruskin, who's a very good friend of mine and a great economist, is right. I mean, they really need to, I think, anyway, take some dramatic steps to contain the debt crisis and really address some of these structural issues that they face. I mean, it's interesting. You know, Europe created a single currency without harmonizing any of their policies like they were supposed to when this whole thing first started many, many years ago. They have budget deficits that are well beyond the mandated 3% of GDP. They've got indebtedness that was never envisioned when they tried to put a monetary union together. But they don't have, as we do, you know, kind of a national balance sheet. And it's very hard to maintain a construct like this without formalizing the union in a political political fashion, in a fiscal way. And so this is the trouble that they're having right now. And it's going to take a big gesture to really address the problems that they're facing.
To your words, their words, they said that each nation in the Eurozone needed to enshrine what they called the quote-unquote golden rule into their national constitutions and work towards the balancing of budgets. Hey, we couldn't do it. Why would we expect them to do it?
Well, I mean, this has been the problem of the European Union all the way through, which is that taking the step of a single currency was interesting, but it's really putting, you know, the cart ahead of the horse, because you can't have a single currency for all these different economies that grow at different rates that aren't abiding by the original rules of unification that were written many, many years ago. And so, you know, they don't have a political union. They talked about having a centralized government of sorts yesterday, Sarkozy and Merkel did, but it doesn't seem to have any teeth. It's not like creating a United States of Europe. It's a much different proposition. And so, yeah, they're blowing all their rules. They've effectively thrown them out the window. Like, so have we. I mean, you know, although I don't know that the balanced budget per se is a solution. There are a lot of other things they could do that they passed on doing that would have helped a lot. And it seems like, as is typically the case in Europe and oftentimes in the United States, they're not going to do the right thing, as Churchill said, until they've tried everything else.
That's funny. What does Ron Insana make of this, the Fitch saying that the U.S. is indeed a AAA-rated credit nation?
It's a great way to get in good with the government and take the pressure off one of the ratings agencies. They're all under scrutiny right now. Look, and I happen to agree with them. They said that we are the, you know, global economic leader. It's true. It's a single entity. There's no economy that's bigger than the U.S. And functioning better, quite frankly, in a variety of ways. I mean, if you compare Europe collectively to the United States, we're outperforming by far. And when you look at individual countries of Europe and compare them to the United States, there's no comparison. China is the closest thing we have right now to a real competitor, but it's a different type of operation. Quite frankly, I think China's about to have a huge economic problem. So I think, you know, at the moment, the U.S. is, however you want to phrase it, the best house in a bad neighborhood. You know, the variety of different analogies like that. But we were not in danger of defaulting, and I think it was premature for S&P to downgrade our debt.
In a talk radio interview, Darren Samuelson from Politico.com talked about the so-called super committee and how they're already having problems and they haven't really gotten started yet.
You know, every committee on Capitol Hill protects its turf, you know, very carefully. And here you have this giant new super committee that pretty much has jurisdiction over everything and can go in any direction that it wants, and basically has authority to write a bill that, you know, is going to require Congress to basically say yes or no without amendments and no filibusters and no ways to change what they come up with. And so all of these different committees, whether they deal with agriculture or transportation or defense or infrastructure or tax policy, basically they have an opportunity to weigh in with comments by October 14th, but that's about it at this point. And so, you know, a lot of people who have a lot of power suddenly might not have a lot of power. They certainly have the ability to wield votes in that final up or down vote. I mean, this is going to be a very difficult decision for them, because obviously if they say they did vote no and they did bring this deal down, well, then there are across-the-board cuts that are triggered across a whole bunch of programs, which is also not a very popular idea. But they basically could, you know, bring their committee members in check and get them all to vote no on this final deal. And, you know, so, like, for example, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, the Republicans on that panel say Fred Upton, who's actually a member of the super committee, didn't agree with what, you know, his group ultimately worked on. He could, you know, twist arms of the 31 Republicans on his committee and say, hey, let's not vote for this. And the same thing happens across a number of these committees where there's, you know, large numbers of members who often do what their chairman asks. Of course, they'll be able to weigh in, you know, during the process, like I said, up to October 14, and who knows what kind of deals might get cut in different offices as the package gets written as well.
Coming up, we shift our focus to Libya as the rebels set their sights on Tripoli, while Dennis Kucinich sets his sights on the courtroom. That's in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next on the countdown, we have Taco's Jane Foy with foreign correspondent Tula Viajo about what the rebels are doing in terms of advances against Gaddafi.
Can you give us an update on the activities in Libya, which seems to have accelerated over the last 4 or 5 days?
Yes, it has. It seems that the rebels are pushing from every direction and are capturing towns. Once under the control of the troops of Colonel Gaddafi in Libya, they are now taking control. They're fighting in Brega, which is an oil-rich community, in Zawiya. They said they are in control of that. I mean, they are within anywhere, depending on the direction you're coming from, anywhere between 25 miles and 90 miles of the capital, Tripoli. So according to the rebels, they are closing in on Gaddafi, and they believe that this is going to be his last stand. However, I just want to caution the listeners that in March, many diplomats were saying that the Colonel Gaddafi's days were numbered, and of course he's still here. And just the other day, he used a Scud missile against the rebels. Perhaps that was a desperate move to use a Scud missile against them. But the fear right now is, for many diplomats, is that if he gets if he's nervous enough and he finds himself trapped, that he perhaps will unleash other unknown weaponry against the rebels, and it could be very bloody the next week or so.
All right. Well, what we learned yesterday, or what we thought we learned yesterday, was supply lines being cut off. Where is he getting the weaponry, and are supply lines being cut off? Food, water, fuel, whatever. Are they being cut off to Tripoli?
There are some reports, according to some of the journalists who are in there, residents are saying that supply lines are being cut off. Of course, they cannot be confirmed because travel to Tripoli is hazardous. But what other residents are saying, the supply lines are slowing down, and people are coming forward to say of the brutality they suffered in the hands of the troops loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. This is really still unfolding, and if indeed the noose is tightening around Colonel Gaddafi, I think it's going to be shown in the next week or so. There were also reports that there were meetings going on in neighboring Tunisia between the rebels, a UN representative, and representatives of Colonel Gaddafi. Of course, those have been denied by the rebels. There is no such negotiations going on, according to the rebels.
Talk host Brian Wilson here with Congressman Dennis Kucinich about the status of that lawsuit he's filed against the president. He's angry at the president for abusing the War Powers Act and getting us involved in Libya. He didn't think we ought to be there at all, and I think most of us agree.
What is the status of the lawsuit, however?
In court, that's the good news, because it hasn't been thrown out. This lawsuit is the only vehicle at this point that the Congress has to be able to assert the constitutional role of a co-equal branch of government, except first among equals, when it comes to the war power, because the founders made it very clear in Article 1, Section 8, that they put the power of war in the hands of the House. You know, we're directly elected. The president isn't directly elected.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So the days, not weeks, doesn't apply to what the president said about Libya, and days, not weeks, does not apply to the processing of this lawsuit either, apparently.
Well, let me tell you what also doesn't apply. Check this quote out. The president does not have the power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual or imminent threat to the nation, quote unquote. That was Senator Obama in December of 2007, said that to the Boston Globe, and apparently that doesn't apply anymore, and he's a constitutional scholar. So we have a politics right now in this country which is not serving Americans. We have to get our country back to work. We have 14 million Americans out of work, another 12 million underemployed. We have massive job loss that's been created by trade agreements that just haven't worked, including, I think, the trade adjustment assistance numbers on Toledo. It said Toledo's lost over 4,400 jobs due to these trade agreements since 1998. We really have to do something about getting our economy moving, and frankly, war isn't the answer to that. War is the opposite. War is a drag on our economy. And why are we fighting these things to begin with?
Oh, I have no idea. I would have thought that more credit would have been given to the comments that were made during the so-called debt ceiling debate, that if you just brought all the troops home from these illegal wars, you'd make a hell of a deposit on eliminating all of those financial difficulties.
Well, let me tell you how right you are. If you consider that the cost of the war in Iraq, the overall long-term cost, will be over $3 trillion. The cost of the war in Afghanistan is already at $500 billion. The war in Libya at $1 billion. We're spending, the Pentagon has reserved for war spending at least $100 billion a year, and sometimes more than that. We want our country to be protected, but we can't be spending all this money on physical security, seeing our troops all around the world, and letting our country rot from within by having a measure of economic decline, which says that we can't even meet the needs of our own people.
More about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people we're talking about in the countdown box at DougStephan.com.